Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life settling.
It's 38 Special bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check out both of those out and use them to your advantage. I promise you, either one of those sites will help you to be successful in your business. We got a great friend here. John Deaney's with us right now, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, Celebrating the Mind of an Entrepreneur, folks. I promise you, this is one of the two most important books you can read right now, and I got to put it on top because it was here first. John, thank you again for being here. Congratulations on the book. I know it's doing great, being successful. I'm not the least bit surprised. John, we're talking about you've been talking to us about making sure that when we run our business, as we run our businesses, we continue to find a way to be excited about going to work. And one of the ways to do that is to migrate our responsibilities toward the things that we love doing and find a way to let other people do the things that we don't love to do, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, keeping with that hunting and farming theme, if you make a list of the things you enjoy.
Farmers are managers. Hunters are entrepreneurs and CEO, that kind of thing.
And leaders, right?
And leaders, right, okay.
And, you know, if you make a list of the things you enjoy, now there are some people, you know, I know folks that run successful engineering firms, and you know, they're truly farmers. They like engineering, and they prefer mm-hmm. to do the engineering, and you can still be successful that way. But for most entrepreneurs, when they make a list of what they like, what they're passionate about, it's sales, it's customer contact, it's developing new products or new services, it's out introducing their company to the market. And over in the right-hand column is the list of stuff that you have to do, generating right. reports and tracking things. And if they list those out, it becomes pretty plain whether you're a hunter or a farmer. Mm-hmm. And most of us are hunters. You know, mm-hmm. only 3% of us are business owners, and we create almost 2/3 of the new jobs in the United
right.
States. And that pretty much is the role of the hunter for the last 7,000 or 8,000 years. And if you make those lists, what you can delegate or what you should delegate becomes pretty apparent. Now, as you said about the god Janus and his two faces, small business owners have to be utility infielders.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to play lots of positions.
Literally turn on a dime, though. I mean, like almost in mid-sentence, sometimes we have to go from, you know, we have to do an about-face. We stand here and we take care of a management issue and we do an about-face, and there's an executive issue looking at us.
Absolutely, and most of us are successful because we're able to do that. And,
yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that influenced me a lot was Tom Harmon's book back in the early 90s, about attention deficit disorder, which people mm-hmm. know is the Hunting and Farmer's book,
right.
because we can change on a dime, and we can devote our attention to a completely different issue in a very short time frame between problems. But when you make that list of farming tasks that you don't care for and that you procrastinate, you put them off, you
mm-hmm.
don't do them as you need to do them, you've also made a list of the stuff that can be delegated to the farmers in your organization.
That's right.
And they usually are repetitive. They merely require training. They're important. Certainly they're important or you wouldn't be doing them.
And there are some people who were born to do those jobs, meaning that's what they love.
They like it.
They don't want to do what you love to do. They want to do this job, this repetitive job. They take great pride and ownership in those things, and that's why God made these jobs for them, right?
Right, and if you're a hunter and they're a farmer, they're probably more accurate than you. They're probably
right.
more concerned with the detail than you, and they're more likely to get it on time, done,
that's right.
done on
Not
time than you are.
Yep, absolutely.
Right.
But you know, the other thing we have to point out, John, is that just because you don't like doing a job doesn't mean that you can delegate it. Sometimes there are things that you don't like doing that, at least for now, you can't delegate. I mean, that's the tough part about being a small business owner, is you're still, even if you get really good at delegating, and even if you do learn how to be more of, you know, a little bit more of a CEO than you have been, there's still going to be things you're going to have to do that you don't like, at least for a while, right?
Oh, true. And there's a difference between delegating and abdicating. You can't just throw it over the wall. Well, you can't throw something over the wall and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Delegation means you keep a finger on it. You look at the results. You still spend some time. But if you take what we said in the first segment about, you know, say you've been whittled down to 20% of your time doing what you love, mm-hmm. to grow the company. If you could get that to 40%, what would happen to your company? If you could spend twice as much time out doing the creative business development things, the customer contact, the vendor development that you love, or new products or new services, what would happen to your company if you could double your efforts in that area?
Let me say that another way. If you can find a way to be more of an executive more of the time in your business, you're going to find that those annoying things that you don't like to do, because some of them may be because you're having to redo something, some of them will just go away because your management or your foresight, your planning has eliminated them.
Right. Or your revenue is growing and you can afford more people to do
Bingo.
Them.
Bingo. Bingo. And that's the beauty of a free market economy, isn't it? And that's the problem we got right now in America, John, is so many people in Washington, D.C. don't understand what you just said.
No, I think there's no appreciation for the work of small business in this economy right now.
There's no question about that. Hold on to that thought. John, give us your website, please.
JohnFdeeney.com.
Hey, find out all about the book there, too, right?
Yes, the book is there, and the other work we do is all lined up, and there's plenty of links.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.